have a lot of work to do still. Gosh, is this September? Is October right around the corner?
Yes.
All right. I just want to let everyone know, October is a milestone birthday for me, so I will put my Cash App out there. You can send me, you can, I'm talking about a big milestone for me, but anyway, so moving up, next agenda item is that, how are we going to get the word out to the community as far as like outreach? As Mary had talked about, we talked when we were at Granite Hills, we asked them if they were doing any community outreach, and it was stated to us that that they did something in the West Dallas area and something else, and that they were going to look to see if they wanted to reach into a more diverse community, which I think is important, and that's why the council was put in place so we could help them facilitate outreach into the community. So I see that John's hand is up, so I'm just going to let John.
One thing that we're overlooking,
okay,
and you have to start to become mindful of, is the next generation and how do they get their information.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting on their telephone. They're listening to their podcasting. We should be working with the Health and Human Service Department to develop a series of podcasts on a monthly basis from different departments to tell what's going on. And it's one way that we could take and start reaching the next generation of individuals.
Thank you, John.
Throwing that out there.
Thank you, because that is something that we have struggled with, even as a board. We have struggled with getting community involvement and how to reach out to the community as well. And I believe that we do have a budget as a council to do that, but we have to put some strategies together. I know that, so you guys should have in your attachments that Kane Communications has put together a one-sheeter for community consumer facing, and I really haven't read over this to really just go over this to say, but I think this is something that community engagement is going to be spearheading. Is that correct?
Excuse me, Madam Chair. That was
okay,
not included
ahead.
In this meeting packet. It was in one of our previous meetings. That has been revised since then. It's been brought to community engagement just last week for
right.
revisions. So that, again, was not included in this meeting packet. But they have,
okay.
You guys have seen it before, the document Chairwoman is referencing. So, again, that is something that is in the works, still, you know, being revised. And it's not published just yet, but that is something.
So I think that's something that the council is going to be piggybacking off of, is that the creation of a website, the creation of a Facebook page, the creation of... Was there anything else that was going to be created to do more community outreach? Again, I think that the council can help with that.
What about Instagram?
I'm not sure if the... I think that's something that we can take back to community engagement. And Facebook, Instagram, what else? There's just so many social media platforms right now, is that, again, we just have to determine. Then also, too, maybe a literature drop that we can do in communities as well. But when we do that, we have to make sure that we have the correct literature. And also, we talked about the council having a standing agenda item where the community can... We can give the community 10 minutes or so to talk to us about what they feel is needed in the community and the impact of all the changes. I think there was a discussion about that at the Community Engagement Committee of how to make that happen. Is that correct? I think there's a couple of members from Community Engagement on the call.
On community engagement, mm-hmm. Recalling I'm sorry, but I'm just not recalling the specific agenda. Community engagement is not going to be meeting as a scheduled meeting. It's going to be an ad hoc committee, and it's going to an ad hoc status of meeting.
Okay. So can you explain that to the council, Mary?
You're muted, Mary.
Thank you, Darian. Community engagement is an ad hoc committee, which means it's not a standing committee of the Mental Health Board, but it was formed to actually meet, how you explain ad hoc, certain intent, certain purposes, so that it's kind of, it has sporadic needs, I guess, is a way of explaining it. So it meets when there is a need to accomplish a task. So it's not a scheduled meeting. So a meeting can be called in the month of November. A meeting can be called in February and March, and when there's something to be accomplished, something to be done. But it's not a scheduled meeting.
So let me have John chime in before I ask a question. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that we ask members of the Mental Health Board to make, at least on an annual basis, each one of them individually, to compose a letter that we then distribute to our local media. It could be discussing their personal life, it could be discussing a mental health issue, but it could come from the Mental Health Board in terms of really engaging the community out there where a lot of them go to that local newspaper, you know, maybe it's the Bayview Express, for example, or the Milwaukee Journal, I'm trying to think of the name of a few of the others right off the top of my head, and I'm having a problem, but that's okay. But I think you understand what I'm saying. Asking the members of the Mental Health Board to, you know, just sort of elaborate on their personal thing and why they're doing what they're doing, and the whole, just help remove the stigma about mental health as an issue. I think we're still operating under, you know, oh, I don't want to be one of them type attitudes, you know, and the reality is we have mental health issues throughout our life, and some have it more severely than others, and I think just sort of breaking down the barrier of understanding about mental health will help us, you know, nip a lot of problems in the bud, to be honest. And I think that's something we have to think about and encourage the members of the Mental Health Board to take the leadership role, in a sense, to do that.
Thank you. May I very quickly, Brenda?
Yes, you may.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I just want to thank John. Mm-hmm. Thank you. John, thank you so much for that comment. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I've been pretty vocal about some of the issues in my personal life, and I'm so happy that there's more of a receptive attitude to really be more just open, right? And I do believe it does have that effect of just breaking down those walls, removing stigma, maybe bringing board members closer to the community. Maybe that's part of what your comment is about too, is feeling like there's just a better, you know, there's not a power differential, certainly. I think board members are eager and they're hungry for connection with the advisory committee and with community at large. So I just really am appreciating your comment.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So at this point, I guess the question being is that, so since community engagement is not going to be meeting as regular as I thought they were, so again, as we move forward as a council, and I must thank the council members that did do the, a lot of council members did show up for the walkthrough at MHAC as well as Granite Hills, and I really appreciate that. So some may not be on the call today, but again, I will still backtrack to find out commitment, because I still think that we have a lot of work to do as far as like community engagement and being the voice of the community. So again, how do we move forward when we are in the community? And that's something that we have to plan on how we're going to do this outreach as well, that how can we be effective with what we have to say and what we gather from the community and the information that we put out into the community, as well as information, when I say services as well, because we'll be out there distributing what's out there in services, but how do we effectively communicate knowing that we will get answers in real time? And I know there's some things that will take time, but how can we assure the community as a council that their voices are being heard in real time? And so I'm just going to open that up to those that's on the call as well. Because do we effectively go to quality? Because quality was not that was not stated. It was more community engagement than the board. But again, how do we effectively get that message to the powers that be? Yes, Mary.
I believe it's going to be effective 2023. Quality will only be meeting quarterly, so you're aware of that. It will not be meeting mm-hmm. times a year. That doesn't mean you can't. But quality will have a voice at the board meeting on a regular basis.
Okay. And so we can communicate just through those channels, but again, just effectively know that we will be reaching out to the powers that be in regards to, even when we celebrate, again there's going to be celebrations, and I just don't want to talk about issues all the time, but we, again, as we go out there as a council and we pull more people in to ask us questions, we just have to know that our issues are going to be addressed effectively. And that's even with MHEC. If I can come back to the council as we move forward to say, oh, guess what? This is what they're doing. This is what and we have a timeline, a real definite timeline of things. And I think that's very important for us to have. Any thoughts on that? Okay, so strategies again, strategies with creation of a website, Facebook page, how that's going to work. I guess I have to communicate with Kane Communications then in order to get information. Is that correct? I just want to make sure I'm just following the right pipeline. Because you know, guys, you know I'll deviate from the pipeline.
That's correct.
That's right.
That's correct.
Okay. All righty.
Absolutely. We have a new representative, Stephanie Smith.
Okay.
Shelley Schumacher is no longer assigned to the Mental Health Board. Now the new representative is Stephanie Smith.
Okay, all right. And as we move forward out into the community, I do invite the board members to be a part of outreach as well, as we call upon you to come into the community to talk about successes and issues at the same time, which I think is very important. So I think that's something that the council, we definitely will have to work on. Any council members, do you have any thoughts? Oh, Mary, I see your hand. Unmute yourself.
Yep. I just wanted to extend an offer to John, if he's interested, to arrange for a tour for him to go to Granite Hills, and I'm willing to transport you, John, if you would like to do that, and I can get in touch with you after this week, okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Any other thoughts, council members, in regards to our discussion about outreach communication, our recommendations? But I think in our minutes, and again, I'll talk to Darian about that, but these are some things that we have addressed, that we may amend our recommendations to add on the bus routes. But maybe, well, let me get the information first in regards to, so I can have concrete information to share, but we can make that part of our agenda item for our next meeting, which I think we should meet next month. I don't know what day that is on, Darian. Do you have a date?
I want to say the 23rd. Give me 1 second. Let me verify before I say that.
Okay. When is Thanksgiving? No, October. What am I talking about?
October 24th.
Well, can I tell you, I'm reaching a milestone in my birthday, so the brain doesn't
October 24th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
What
October.
Date is your birthday?
It's October 12th.
That sounds like a good day to me.
Yeah, it's a very good day, and I'll just put it out there. I will be a whole 70 years old. Huge milestone for me, and for me to even say it. It seems very foreign for me even to say that. So, again, I'll put my cash app.
About the 55 years class reunion.
Oh my goodness, I'm probably right behind you. I am. I am. So again, addressing MHAC in Granite Hills. Follow up with that. We will amend the recommendations after we find out about the bus routes. We have that down. And then also, too, I think we have to communicate with the community more effectively. I will talk with Kane Communication in regards to what are they doing to do community outreach and when we will be up and running for the Facebook page as well as the website. And I think there was something else. And then I think there was something else that they were going to put together.
I think we should do it on the 12th, so I think we should do it on the 17th, so you have time to recover.
You got that right. It's party time. Okay. I think that is it. Any other things for discussion at this point? I think we got off early today. I think we covered a lot. And we will have a lot for the agenda in October. Are we good? Darianne?